Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyers rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
2 o'clock straight up! It's the Carton Show with Big Mac on a gorgeous Wednesday afternoon in New York City. Phone number to join is always 888-808-1019. There are some people that cannot be killed. You can try your hardest, but they keep showing up. And I think this will mark his third comeback to WFAN. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bart Scott. What's up, Bart?
Don't call it a comeback.
That's
I've been
right.
Here for years.
Off and on, you have been. This is a show that we've been talking about doing or trying to do.
Forever.
For a very, very long time.
I forgot how jacked up on Mountain Dew you are. Yo, usually I'm the guy that's jacked up on Mountain Dew. Now I got to raise my level.
Yeah.
A 2 o'clock show for you, man. You got all kind of coffee.
We got cases of the dew in the back. You just asked enough. We got you covered, no doubt.
Processed
good to see
carbs,
you,
all kind of good stuff. It's a pleasure, man. It's good to come home, even though I didn't recognize my home. This is like my home being renovated.
Yes.
In mid-renovation. First of all, I didn't recognize any of my former like ideas. Like, okay, man, I know at the corner I'm going to run into the pharmacy. Let me stop into the pharmacy.
Gone.
You know what I'm saying? Come grab some stuff. All right, let me go get something so I can be jacked up on my own. Dude, let me go get me an iced caramel ribbon frappe.
Gone.
I'm like, where the hell am I at? Then I go... I go to the lobby and I'm looking for the security desk. Gone. I'm like, okay, well, excuse me. It's like it looks all beautiful. That's what happened when Google money kind of
took over.
Google hits the stuff. They're like, we need an ambiance.
Yeah, so we got ambiance. We got a rooftop deck now.
What?
Oh yeah, we got it all. We got free cold brew up there.
So we don't have to go over to Hotel Hugo more.
We go steal
some cold brew. Get it straight to the top.
If you want a cold brew and avocado on toast, you just go a block away. It's great to have Bart here. And how's vacation treating you?
Vacation is good.
It's nice.
It's almost like am I prepared to do a 4-hour show?
We're going to find out quickly, aren't we?
Cut me, mate.
We got lots to do today. We'll get to all the football stuff with Bart here. But I think I have, Bart, what even you would have to consider, what could be the greatest flex in the history of New York sports, okay? If you've been paying attention, there's a guy named Mark Walter. Mark Walter owns... majority owner of the LA Dodgers. He's the same exact guy that just sold the Los Angeles Lakers to for $12
billion
valuation, right? And everyone's like, that's interesting. He just bought the LA Lakers.
A year ago,
like
right?
Yesterday. And he made $2 billion in profit on flipping the LA Lakers. So now the story starts coming out that the guy's probably going to be indicted by the feds for some type of a financial fraud here, and he's trying to cover some debts that are out there. I don't want to get too in the weeds on it, but he allegedly took money from A and gave it to B, and you're not allowed to do that. Money's not always fungible, and he's in trouble. So he's trying to cover a pretty big nut, and apparently needs about another $5 billion to cover this nut.
Whoa, how much?
$5 billion. That's where he's looking at right now.
So he got two, or did he get the 12, and that's part of the five?
He made $2 billion... on the sale of the Lakers.
Okay.
Apparently, he still needs to cover about another $5 billion, and he needs it liquid, all right?
Ooh.
He doesn't have it liquid, which is why he's trying to, you know, bake and shake right now, shake and bake, to try to bring in liquid dough.
Let me hold
so that when the feds do come in, he can say, we're clean.
Yeah.
Everybody got their money back. Unfortunately for him, that's not the way the law works. Okay? And I can speak to that from experience. The law don't work that way. As much as you want it to, making people whole after they start the investigation does not count. All right, that being said, the greatest flex of all time, all right? It is written into Shohei Ohtani's contract. It's something that in contract law is referred to as a key man clause. The key man clause means that you can put into your contract that if so-and-so is no longer employed by the company, it gives you an out from your contract, okay?
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani has a key man clause in his contract that if Mark Walter is not the owner of the LA Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani can opt out of that contract and become a free agent. Go ahead.
Who would think to ever put that in your clause?
Like, I've tried three times unsuccessfully.
Did we know that this was a possibility? Did Shohei know something?
Good question.
Where's the guy that Shohei got sent back that was stealing all the money? What's going on with that?
That guy's in prison probably looking at a very big payday the day he gets out. We'll get to that later, okay? So here's the flex. If you're Steve Cohen and things have not gone the way you wanted them to go in the first 5 years of your New York Met ownership, and you've got more money than everybody else, which he does, and he's having another terrific year on Wall Street. He's the number one hedge fund in America, and it's not very close right now, right? Yeah. Why wouldn't you reach out to his agent off the side and say, look, if he opts out, you've got the money. I'll make you the same exact offer he's got. You want deferred money, I'll defer it. You want the money up front, I'll give it to you up front. However you want it, I got it. That would be the greatest flex of all time where Steve Cohen steals Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Who says no?
Just like he stole Juan Soto from the Yankees.
Similar but different, but yes. Yes.
$750 million. Another $700 million that's not deferred, that's
correct,
paid up front for Soto.
Okay.
If I can do my math, I see I got an associate's degree from,
That's
$1.4 billion on two players?
Your math is correct, over a decade, but yes. $1.4 billion on Shohei Ohtani and Juan Soto over the course of the next decade.
We love Uncle Stevie.
What's the point of having the money if you don't spend it?
But could you imagine if even with that, because when you look at, like, Shohei and what he did with Trout.
Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can say Juan Soto, Trout.
Okay.
Talent's kind of close.
Similar.
Their teams weren't ever close to winning anything.
He didn't win until he got to the Dodgers. That's right.
So if you bring him to the Mets in this market, nobody cares about Anaheim Disney or whatever the hell is out there with the Los Angeles Angels,
right?
Right. Nobody cares. In New York?
Yeah.
7 points. Can Shohei handle that smoke if it's not instantaneous?
Listen, I think he can. Now, he has shown no interest in coming to New York, famously, right?
Well, none of the Japanese players have shown that ability or that willingness to come to the East Coast because being in L.A. is only 10 hours back to their homeland and the easier flights. I'm sure they got the G20s and all that stuff.
Okay.
That's why Yamamoto, like, they didn't even entertain. Like,
right.
The Dodgers have, like, a monopoly on the Japanese players.
Currently, that's
Asian
fair.
Players.
I agree. Yeah.
They all go there. I mean, I think it would have to be, it can't be 750. It got to be 850.
Whatever the number
you
is.
You got to pay, we talk about the new, you got to pay the New York tax.
Yes, there's the New York tax for sure. But here's the point. It could happen. And if I'm a New York Met fan, I know it's pie in the sky right now.
Yes.
What's the point of having the wealthiest owner
that
in the
true.
Sport?
Screws me duck.
Right? This is the whole point of it. This is why the New York Mets are supposed to be a good baseball team, not 13 games under 500.
We should be the evil empire.
Absolutely right. More than the Yankees, more than the Dodgers, more than the Red Sox, more than anybody. And I just, no one else is talking about it. Everyone's talking about how the guy might get indicted. I'm talking about it from a standpoint, the Mets can go get him.
I mean, it could be good for Shohei because once they start digging, you know, you start thinking about throwing some people under the bus. Maybe like, hey, yo, you remember what Kobe did to Shaq?
Right.
When he was being interrogated. Like, Shaq be doing it too. Shohei might need to get out of the organization before they do a deeper dive.
Yes.
I don't think baseball wants to find anything wrong with Shohei Ohtani.
No.
Right now, he's the golden goose right now for baseball.
Which is why that gambling thing got swept under the rug very quick. If you remember the gambling scandal, just real quick, the interpreter, the first time he got interviewed by the gal at ESPN, he said Ohtani was a part of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the lawyers got in, and no joke, 8 hours later he said, I was lying to you. Yeah. It's all me.
That's why for me, you talk about having a wingman, a guy that's going to jump on a grenade. Nobody in the history of sports has ever had a realer one than Barry Bonds.
Really? The guy, that Conti guy?
Yeah. I want a friend like that.
Got to go prison for you.
Go to prison. Don't worry. I got you.
Well, I'll tell you what. If the interpreter comes out of federal prison and he's got a nice ride in a mansion, then we can redo the investigation. I just want to put it out there because I want to get Yankee fans on it as well because you'll be pissed if it happens.
But Met fans, you can make it happen. Why can't the Yankee fans do it?
Because Al Steinbrenner won't do it.
But you wouldn't do it for Ohtani? You talk about Gerrit Cole with the white whale, right?
Correct.
He was the white whale.
Yeah.
Then what the hell is Shohei Ohtani?
He's three white whales.
He's the dragon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, if you're going to spin it for anybody, you talk about the left porch, the short porch in there for Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
He hitting you 50 home runs, stealing bases. You know what I'm saying? We got a Chinatown all around this piece. You know what I'm saying? You talk about sales, it'll be a waiting list for tickets for the Yankees.
It's on the table right now. If Mark Walter winds up selling his stake in the Dodgers or getting indicted and having to sell his stake in the Dodgers, Ohtani's got a window. We can opt out. Now, it's interesting you said that, Bart, because I'm only seeing it from a Met perspective. But you're right. If Ohtani was willing to opt out, he's not going to opt out without a deal in his back pocket, then why wouldn't the Yankees? And again, Ohtani had a chance to go to both teams and showed no interest in coming to New York. But things have changed. There are a few ways.
He's won
Number
titles.
One, he's won MVP awards.
Yep.
He's won World Series.
Yep.
Now he's playing for the money.
Probably going to win another. And not even so much. You talk about, you know, in wake of Kawhi and circumventing the salary cap and all that stuff. Could you imagine what if Shohei came to New York, period, let alone the Yankees, he may be the most popular player ever in New York history.
It'd be on the table.
I can't think of one outside of Wayne Gretzky coming here or something like that that never happened. This would be the biggest star to ever leave anywhere to come to New York.
Oh, it wouldn't even be close.
Not Reggie Jackson.
Nope.
Not Mark Messier. Nobody's. He's not.
Now,
even,
you'd have to win at some point, right? You'd have to win a championship.
But that's what I'm saying. And if you're Shohei Ohtani, you're going to say, where can I win a championship?
Yes.
It would definitely be with the Yankees.
Over the Mets, yes.
Right now, if you're looking at it like, I want to go to that, hell to the no.
That's right.
Now, if the money is right and the money's up front, delayed like Bobby Bonilla,
right?
Like, he's getting paid when he's 50 years old, still getting a check for $25 million a year. Like, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that, absolutely.
Yeah, the Yankees make more sense.
But don't let the Yankees off the hooks.
But the Mets would be more likely to do it. So I just want to put it out there. Look, it's pie in the sky. You're going to yell at me that it's no way of happening.
Hey, man,
but it could happen. It could happen. It is mid-August.
Anything's possible.
And we'll get all your calls on it. 888-808-1019. The New York Giants made a move today. And this just shows you how people have now bought in to John Harbaugh being a savior. Let me just walk you through this real quick, Bart, because you're a football guy. You probably even know the guy, okay?
Yeah, played for him.
You played for Harbaugh, but I'm talking about Filele.
Ah.
The offensive lineman who they just traded for a sixth-round pick, okay?
Filet of fish.
Okay, here's the thing I don't understand. I heard Evan and Teague talking about it for the majority of their show today. I'm trying to figure out why. He was never going to play here. He's a backup offensive lineman at best.
Yeah.
And they traded him for a guy, an unknown guy, a sixth-round pick that's also most likely never going to play a snap for the New York Giants. But Harbaugh's got so many people so bamboozled right now into thinking that he invented football.
Yeah.
All day today, all I heard was, Harbaugh's a genius. Imagine getting a sixth-round pick for Filele. He was never going to play. You know the guy?
Listen, I know Filele. We used to call him Filet of Fish. Like, I've never seen a player in Raven history. Ravens love their players, and they will give them as much grace as possible. But he had wore his welcome out there.
Oh, is that right?
No, I've never seen any player from the Ravens be hated by the fan base. They hated him because he was instant. He was a turnstop.
He hurt Lamar Jackson.
Exactly. He was a turnstop. You know, he started off coming from Minnesota, for those that don't know. He's from Minnesota. He was a left tackle. Big, massive guy. And when we think about left tackles, that massive, we think about the kid that's out in Philadelphia and his ability to do what he's able to do with his massive size. But his big size is his biggest
negative and detriment,
At guard. Because at guard, you know, it's about being able to redirect. You got some of the quickest guys. You got the Aaron Donalds of the world. You got the Quinnen Williams of the world.
You got to be a better athlete.
Right. You got to be a better athlete because you're not always covered up, right? You can't use that size. As a tackle, you can use that size to kind of shield. Just don't get beat inside. Let the guy beat you around. Hope your quarterback can step up. But when you get instant pressure on your quarterback, I forgot who the guy he got almost killed. And he got killed by like a backup, you know, on a second squad from Minnesota,
right?
Like barbecue chicken. So Harbs brought him, and I was surprised that Harbs decided to bring him, right? Of course, bringing Ricard, the fullback.
Bringing guys, you know, that makes sense to a certain level, yeah.
But that guy?
Yeah.
So they
brought in the most disliked guy in Ravens history, and obviously.
And he instantly became the most disliked person for the Giants. The Giants are applauding that this guy's out of here.
Yeah, they are. And they got something in return for him, which is shocking. So we'll get into Bart's take on Johnny Harbaugh because he played for him. We'll see if Bart agrees with the many Giant fans thinking he is the actual savior. We'll get your calls as well. But we'll start you off with Shohei Ohtani can come to New York. The question for you as Yankee fans and Met fans now is, do you make the call? Do you do everything in your power once the Dodger thing blows up to let Ohtani know we got you here? 888-808-1019. We got a great show planned for you today, and we'll get all your calls coming up right after this. Head home in a new Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Edison. The Mercedes-Benz Welcome Home Celebration is here right now. You're going to find exceptional opportunities to drive home luxury now with special offers on the versatile GLC and the GLE SUV. Plus, don't forget the C-Class sedan. Whether you choose gas, hybrid, or all-electric, Mercedes-Benz of Edison will help you find the perfect fit for your lifestyle. But hurry, the Welcome Home Celebration ends August 31st. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Edison, where luxury feels like home.
And we're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And this portion of the program is sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater and also sponsored by Motion PT. Living in New York is not a spectator sport. Don't let pain keep you on the sidelines. Get back to what moves you with Motion's expert physical therapists. No referral needed. Most insurance is accepted. Schedule an appointment at motionptg.com today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.